VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Today, we return to the subject of successful public speaking, centering on the physical message of presentation. Some call this body language. Charles LeBeau is a professor of public speaking and has written several books about how to do it well. Mr. LeBeau tells VOA that body language includes posture, eye contact, and gestures, how you move your hands or arms.
For the physical message, I think a lot of non-native presenters are going to have problems with posture and eye contact and gestures. And I think a lot of this comes from nervousness. Not only are they nervous because they're doing a presentation, but in addition to that, they're really nervous because of their English and their lack of confidence and lack of experience in their English.
One effect of being nervous is moving from side to side. A presenter does not need to stand perfectly still. In fact, an audience can lose interest in a speaker who does not move. How a speaker moves is important. Whole body movement should be slow and planned to command attention. Such movement helps to communicate confidence. New public speakers know that they should look at the audience while they speak, but they look at their notes on a paper or at a screen if they have an electronic presentation.
Having notes and trying to talk from notes often is a big problem, so they have trouble with eye contact.
Charles LeBeau says the best way to avoid this problem is to use images and few words for notes instead of sentences. The image should help communicate the point you want to make. Writing a few words with the image on your slide helps you remember that point. Then you can look at the audience while speaking.
The images will communicate faster and more clearly than the words.
Holding on to notes also makes it more difficult for a speaker to gesture naturally. Mr. LeBeau's book, Speaking of Speech, discusses this. He says gestures should support the point the speaker is making. Other experts advise moving your body to a different place for each idea. Stay in place until you finish making that point, then move to the next place on the stage or in the room. Mr. LeBeau says a good way to change your body language is to make a video of your presentation and watch yourself. This helps you to become aware of what you need to change.
I find oftentimes the gestures don't look natural, they're poorly delivered, or they're just non-existent. Students can video themselves and then look at it. They can clearly see, oh my, I had no idea that I look like that. I think that helps them change more quickly.
An important part of public speaking is practice. When you practice, remember these important tips. Be aware of your posture, eye contact, and gestures. Record yourself using a phone, tablet, or camera. Watch yourself and plan what you will do to improve. Look for opportunities to speak and gain more confidence. Mr. LeBeau says his students find the physical message the easiest thing to change in order to become a better presenter.
It's the easiest to change and maybe the most important thing to deal with first.
In our next speaking tips, we will look at the visual message and the story message. I'm Jim Tedder.